你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂 To demonstrate your English ability and charm。 那么今天首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少，然后我们进行详尽的分解所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。 Here we go, listen up. Tommy has a little dog. Her name is Goldier. She's pretty and interesting. The other day, Goldier was out walking with Tommy. She cut her paw on a bit of a glass. When they arrived home, Tommy's mother thought thatThe cut was too deep. She asked Tommy to take Goldier to the vet. He gave her an injection. Then he stitched up the cut and put on a bandage. Goldier looks ever so funny as she walks on three legs, holding her paw as if she has been to war. Okay, great. Let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。红色字体属于非习义词汇，用降调来发，还有很多的一些弱化现象。来看一下第一句。Tommy 有一个小小的狗，它的名字叫 Goldier， 非常简单。Has 跟 a 有一个连音叫 has， 而且很多的一些弱化现象，像红色字体当中那个 a 就可以弱化成 a 这个发音， has 就变成 has。Tommy has a little dog， 我们只要听到核心词汇就可以。Tommy has a little dog， her name is Goldier， her 就说成 her， 轻轻点一下，用降调来发， name 跟 is 有连音， her name is Goldier。Her name is Goldier. She's pretty and interesting. She's 用降调来发，很多你要发现长元音在非习义词汇当中它会说成短元音，比如 she 说成 she， 跟 is 还加一个连音，元音跟元音之间的连音不是加 w 就是加 ye， 那这个加个 ye 叫 she is。 She is pretty. Pretty 跟 ant 可以加个 ye 叫 prettyian， prettyian。 OK， ant 跟 interesting 还有一个连音， and 组合一般用 and 连音不用 d 连音，叫And interesting， 所以三个单词连在一起叫 pretty and interesting。She is pretty and interesting. She is pretty and interesting， 就产生了听力的障碍。She is pretty and interesting. The other day， 前几天或几天前，不久前的一天。The other day， Goldier was out walking with Tommy。比较简单 ，was 跟 out， 它有一个连音叫 was out， 用 z 跟 l 形成个连音。Goldier was out walking with Tommy。She cut her paw on a bit of glass. Cut 的是她割伤了，割到了她的，那么 paw 指的爪子。那么这边有个听力难点，就是击穿 her h 这个 h 音，那不发音要被击穿。当 her 是属于非实义词汇的时候，所以 cut 的 t 跟 her 形成一个连音， h 去掉用 t 连，同时 t 要浊化成 d 叫 cutter。She cut her paw on a bit of glass.Bit of 一点点，踩到了一点点这个玻璃上，就碎玻璃上。on 跟 a 有个零叫 on a， bit 跟 of 叫 bit of。 你要记住红色字体用降调来读，你听到的是黑色的实义词汇，就变成 She cut her paw on a bit of glass. When they arrived home， 到家的时候， Tommy's mother thought that the cut was too deep， 这比较简单， thought that， that 用降调来读，包括 the。 Tommy's mother thought that the cut was too deep，觉得这个伤口特别的深。 She asked Tommy to take Goldier to the vet。 第一个听力难点就是 asked， asked 像三个辅音并排在一起，中间一般的那么辅音会被去掉，就像 asked 那个可就可以直接去掉，就变成 asked。 She asked Tommy to take Goldier to the vet。 vet 指的是兽医，那么把它带到兽医那边。我们来看一下 to 的在口语化当中有一个弱化现象， to 说成 t 加个 a， 同时 the 可以直接不用咬舌，趋向于发 z 这个发音，就变成 to 的 to 的，就变成 She asked Tommy to take Goldier to the vet， 所以你很难听到那个 to 的变成 to 的 to the vet。 He gave her an injection， injection 指的是注射，也就是给他打过针。那么我们来看一下，第一个 gave 跟 her 有一个击穿，我们刚刚有讲过用 v 跟 r 形成个连叫 gave her， h 音去掉， he gave her an injection， 那么有一个连叫 an injection， an injection。 he 长元音可以说成短元音，非实义词汇有弱化现象， he gave her an injection， he gave her an injection， 红色字体用降调读， he gave her an injection。 Then he stitched up the cut and put on a bandage。那么一个短语听力的难点叫 stitch up， stitch 指的是缝合， stitch up 把它缝起来。那么 stitch 跟 up 有个连叫 stitched， stitched， alright， 因为 stitched 那个 t 一般会浊化，不浊化也行， 那么一般会组合叫 stitch 的，把它缝起来。Then 跟 he 有一个击穿 ，H 音不发音，用 n 进行连音叫 then。Then it stitched up the cut， 把这个伤口缝起来 ，and put on a bandage。那么 bandage 只是绷带的意思哈 ，bandage。Put 跟 on 有一个连音叫 put on。Put on 那么可以表示戴上、穿上，那么就是缠上绷带。Pull down 呢，这三个单词都有连音 ，pull down 了，而且红色字体用降调。Then he stitched up the cut and put on a bandage。Goldier looks ever so funny。那么我们一般说 looks so funny， 那 ever so 指的是极其、非常，加强语气啊，看起来特别的搞笑。As she walks on three legs， as she 用降调读，一般 s 不被强调，说成 as， she 说成短元音变成 as she。As she walks on 有一个连音 ，walks on 用 s 连。As she walks on three legs， 三只脚走路 ，holding her paw as if she has been to war。我们来看一下 holding 指的是抬起来啊，抱起来抬起来，把他头这个脚抬起来，他爪子抬起来 holding her paw as if 好像 she has been to， 这全部用降调读 as if she has been to war， 好像他上了战场，这个战场一样。那么这是我们讲这个部分，我们来尝试一起来重新朗读一下，看能不能听懂。 Tommy has a little dog， her name is Goldier， she is pretty and interesting。 The other day Goldier was out walking with TommySHe cut her paw on a bit of glass. When they arrived home, Tommy's mother thought that the cut was too deep. She asked Tommy to take Goldier to the vet. He gave her an injection, then he stitched up the cut and put on a bandage. Goldier looks ever so funny as she walks on three legs, holding her paw as if she has been to war. Okay.这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括发音、连读音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来，说流利，看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 10489403271 0489403271。当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你一加立刻会看到一个 QQ 群号码，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音。I'll see you next time.